Welcome back to the Better Than Best Academy, where we have inspiring conversations with extraordinary people. We want to give you the tools and the lessons that you need to fulfill your purpose while making a positive impact on the world. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today's guest is nothing short of extraordinary. He's from the Netherlands. He's a Dutch thought leader on purposeful living and an emerging movement of new masculine leaders, taking vulnerability to a superhero level. He's lived most of his life in fear until he got a wake-up call when he was 28 and went on a journey to find himself. His name is Vincent. He's a podcast host, and I'm so excited for you to be here today, Vincent. Now, the people listening and even me, I just met you, so I love to open up our conversation by asking this big, weighty question of who is Vincent?
Who is Vincent? Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me and introducing me to your podcast and have this conversation. Where can I begin? When I was really young, I went through a lot of traumas. I've been struggling a lot with my identity, why I'm here on this earth, what is my purpose? And I got bullied a lot. I got so stressed about situations because I was carrying so much fear, anxiety, struggles, and I didn't understand anything about why we are here. And there was a point in my life that I got so much into fear. I was really bad with women. I was scared of life, basically, that I started to hide myself. I started to say, no more, I cannot go through difficult situations, I cannot go through pain, I cannot handle rejection. And the Vincent was hiding. The Vincent was just scared of the entire world. And I started to, from that moment on, I started to go worse and worse. I started to get addicted to video games. I started to get addicted to pornography just to get an escape, just to hide my true self and not interact with the world. And that kept on going and going for years and years. And I didn't do anything with my life. I was just wasting my time in my life in video games and porn. And then, like you said, when I was 28, I was playing a video game. And I got a feeling, I got a calling and something, an inner voice was telling me, like, I need to quit. I need to quit now. I need to stop playing video games. And I just put my controller down and I was sitting mind blown. It was so vivid, the voice that was talking to me. And from there on, I told myself, I need to get help. I need to do something about this. So the next couple of days, I talked with my parents and I said, yeah, I need to get help. I need to do something about this. So I went to see the doctor. We talked about it and he sent me off to a psychiatrist. And that was tough because I was scared. I was scared to go and talk with somebody and to show from my vulnerability, to be vulnerable, my secrets, my identity, my crisis, to tell that to somebody for the first time. And she asked me, like, Vincent, what are you doing in your life? And I started to cry. I told her, like, I can't. I'm not doing anything with my life. I have nothing. And she said, like, well, the good thing is that you're here. I don't see that you need medication, but you need help. So she sent me off to a group therapy. And from there, I started to recognize a lot of things with myself, with my traumas, with the things that I'm going through. And from there, after that, I started to go into self-development. And that was a life-changing for me. I got so addicted to reading books, going to courses and all of that. And from there, I started to discover more about myself. But still, the road up ahead was still really tough. So yeah.
That's so good. Wow. First off, again, thank you for your vulnerability, because it's like we were talking before we press play. I feel like as men, we're almost afraid of being vulnerable. And we hear that word and it's almost like, it's like a cuss word. It's like a negative word in the space. But I love that you even mentioned it yourself. And I love saying it on our podcast that vulnerability is our super strength and that it's a gift. And I mean, we don't owe anybody our vulnerability, but when we are able to be authentic and honest about our emotions, about our mental state, there's just such freedom behind that. And I just right off the bat want to appreciate you for being open and sharing right off the gate. But something, again, that you mentioned is you realized you needed help and you sought after help. And so many of us, especially men and especially creative people, we almost want to wallow in our pity. We almost want, especially, I mean, I can even think back when I was writing songs and I got into this desperate state, and it's almost like we use that as fuel. But man, there's nothing better than personal development. There's nothing better than choosing to commit to growth and development. And man, I love that story. So what do you think it was for you, that defining moment that made you think, I've got to change something?
The defining moment was for me, I cannot keep going like this, because I was 28. I'm going to get older. So do I really want to spend the rest of my days sitting behind my computer and wasting my life? No, I also have desires, I also have dreams. And I didn't have any experience with women. I didn't have any sexual relationships. I didn't have any relationships with any woman. So that was for me also drive to do that, to go out there and meet women. And for me, that was the next phase of my trauma, or my therapy session was to date. Yes. And from there, I started to go into the pickup industry. I started to go with working with coaches and all that. So I got into another rabbit hole that I got out of. But my main desire was also, I wanted to experience love. I wanted to experience women. I wanted to experience sex. But because of the fears that I carried all my life, I was so afraid to go out and start to meet women. And still, it's been a long, hard process for me, because what I've discovered is I've been stuck in my feminine energy. I've been stuck there for so long that it was really hard for me to go out of it, go into my masculine and have a balance, because I was always a people pleaser. I was always, yes, sir. I was always saying yes to everything. I didn't want to have any conflict. I didn't want to have any problems. So I always did what everybody was expecting me to do. So for me, it was a moment, I need to take care of myself. I need to take my own responsibility in my life and go for what I want, and not just do what everybody wants or what is expecting of me.
I love that. And you said you had a podcast yourself, right?
Yeah, it's called The How to Heart Show. I'm busy working on it. And the reason for me that I wanted to do that is I see a lot of men struggling. I see a lot of men going through the same phases that I'm going through or went through. And I know about Angie Andos that is go running now for the press, or press down the men, press down the women. So I feel the need that I do this podcast, because I've learned a lot along the way. I gained a lot of experience. I've done a lot to bring that out and share my experience, to give a guidance or a line of a red line for them to follow. And I told myself, I'm just here to be a lighthouse. I'm just here to guide you. You have to go and walk through that door. I can open it for you, but you are the one gonna have to go through it like I did. I could also make the decision to stay in my room behind my computer and be sorry for myself and not taking any responsibility. But I took the risk. I took the courage to go out there and help. And that's the thing. I didn't have any help. I didn't have any guidance that we have today. There's so many coaches. There's so many out there for resources. I didn't have that. So now I see it as my purpose to share what I know, my knowledge, my experience, and share that with the people that want to use it, like what you do.
I love that. Now, did I see where you went and did a Wim Hof experience?
I did, man. It was amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That.
It's life-changing.
I would love to hear about how that was for you.
Well, the thing was, when I wanted to do it before the corona hoax, and everything got shut down, so I couldn't. So many years later, I was with a friend, and he told me, like, hey, we should need to do an ice bath. And I was like, man, I'm not going to do this. This is too cold. I'm not going to go in the ice bath. And after everything that happened and settled down, I was talking with a colleague of mine and said, like, I really want to do an ice bath. And it was so many years that I remember that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this ice bath now because I felt it was calling me. What I've learned on my journey, things are resonating with me. So I feel certain things that's calling me. So I felt called to do that. And the thing is, life is short and we need to experience as much as we can. So I was on a Wednesday in October that I talked with my colleague, and then I booked on Thursday, and on Saturday I was in Amsterdam doing the ice bath with the daughter of Wim Hof, and that was Laura Hof, and that changed everything for me. I learned breathing exercises and then to the ice. Man, that was an amazing experience. And the thing was, I wasn't afraid of the cold. I wasn't afraid of the ice. I was more afraid of my body, if it could handle it. I was weighing 60 kilos back then. I was really skinny because of stress. And I was more fear of that. How can I handle the cold if I'm going to hyperventilate, or how can I do this? And once I got in the water, I started to hyperventilate like what I've predicted. But then she go through the training, what she taught us, like, relax, remember the breathing. And I started to breathe. And then there was like a connection, like a click in the mind and the body, and it started to work for me. And it's gonna doing the work. So I felt more relaxed, and I felt more better in being the ice bath. I started to enjoy it actually. And from there on, I felt I wanted to do more. I wanted to challenge myself more. So this year on March the 5th, I went to Poland for the Wim Hof experience for a week. And that was life-changing, Dustin. It was absolutely life-changing. That changed everything for me. It was tough because the first day was on Monday when we got there. I had a moment that I wanted to give up because we had an ice bath for 2 minutes and my body was telling me like, no, I'm not going to go through this. My hands were extraordinary pain. My feet were extraordinary pain. I was not warming up and I wanted to give up. I told myself, I'm done. I'm not going to go through this. That was my first the thing that I told myself. But on Monday evening, we had a breathing session with Wim Hof, and that was really extraordinary. We were with a big group. We had this breathing session. And what I felt there after the breathing session, or during the breathing session, actually, that I had my inner child in my arms looking at me. It was smiling at me. It was happy. And for me, it was the first time that I felt a connection with my inner child. My entire life, I never felt connected with my inner child. My inner child was lost. I didn't took care of it. And on Tuesday, we had another breathing session, and that was really, really intense. We're in a group, in a small group, and I saw people crying there. And I started to cry too. I just gave in. I gave up and I started to cry everything. And I felt warm. I felt good with the people that I was around with. I was not feeling, oh, look at this guy. He's just crying like a sissy. And why is he do that? We're just one. We're just with the group. And after that, everything changed. I felt myself connected. I felt complete. I felt really, really good about myself. And from there, on Wednesday, we took a 7-meter cliff jump and in the ice cold water. And I was so excited, man. I was so excited to take that jump. And then on Thursday, it was almost our last day. We went on a hike for 21 kilometers with our swimming shorts with -2 temperature, and with the wind was -10. And we did that. And man, if when you've done that, you feel like you can take over the world. You can feel so empowering. And I feel so much better. I feel so much more powerful. And this for me is my guideline. This for me is my foundation of my life, of my core. How I, if I have a rough day, I can go back to those people that I've met and talk to them. They're my tribe. They're my people to go to. But really, man, you should do it. You should try it once to do an ice bath, and it's going to absolutely change your mind. And I recommend everybody to try it once because it has healthy benefits, not just for overcoming your fear, what is good for your body, for fighting inflammations or other things that you're dealing with. And yeah, Wim Hof is a legend. So yeah, really praise the word experience.
Man, I love that you got to experience that. And I love hearing another perspective, because I mean, I've been doing cold showers for years. And even on my Facebook, it does like the little memories. And it was like 7 years ago, a couple of days ago, it was like when I was saying something about an ice bath. And it's just funny. Like I've always attacked that. But here recently I was able to get, it's like a little portable tub for ice baths. And man, it's been great. I was at day 25 actually doing the full plunge. And it's been great, man. I'm so grateful for it. And it's been, like you said, like the mental benefits are through the roof on top of the health benefits. Like I can't rave enough about that. But even with that said, if those listening or watching at home, I actually partnered with the people that I got my tub with. They're called NeuroCover. And if you go to the description, you're going to see the link and I have a code. You can get 15% off. It's great. It's a win-win for all of us because like you said, you heard it firsthand. One of the easiest things, but not easiest things for you to do is to immerse yourself in deliberate cold. And it's just going to set you up to realize that your mental strength can really take you a lot further than you think. And if you can commit to experiencing a certain level of pain, then when life hands you pain, you'll be like, I can do this.
Exactly.
It's not going to crush me, man. I love that you could share that experience with us. And yes, it's definitely on my bucket list to go do the whole Wim Hof experience.
You should.
That sounds awesome. Like, it's so funny. Like now I talk to my friends. I'm such an advocate for cold plunging and they think I'm crazy. And I'm like, trust me. And then they'll come back. They're like, I did it. At the end of my shower, I went to cold for like 2 seconds. It was terrible, but I did it. And I was like, see, there you go. It's progress.
But man, it is.
Man, I love that you mentioned all of that. But again, and you mentioned something about your inner child. I'd love to hear a little bit more of maybe even some of your discoveries that you've had while discovering this inner child. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, but before I go that, I want to share something really interesting because about the mental strength. Because when I was there on the mountain, it was extremely cold because we had like these straps on our backpack. I need to wrap them up because they can smash against your body and you don't feel it. It's that cold. So when I was there, I was telling myself, I'm warm. I'm walking on the beach. The sun is shining, but it was like -2 with my swimming shorts. But I wasn't cold because I was focusing on my breathing. That's how powerful the breathing is. So that's also really powerful to trick your mind to tell something it's dangerous, to tell like, it's nothing. It's okay. It's fine. I can handle it. So that's also a really powerful way of telling yourself that you can handle it, because you think you're sometimes in situations you think it's too tough, it's too hard. But if you align with yourself, with the body and mind, you're really, really powerful. So I wanted to
Hey, I just wanted to pause here and give you the opportunity to either apply to be a guest on this show or give you the opportunity to work with me as your coach. To do that, you will find either of those links in the description that'll say either be a guest on the show or book a free 30-minute Zoom discovery call. Each path will get you headed towards living your most creative and fulfilled life as you learn to live better than best. All right, now back to today's conversation.
Share that. But also with the cold exposure, I had a lot of massive triggers. I've been triggered really fast. If I, for example, saw a woman that I was attracted, my nervous system was reacting really fast and I was just freezing. I was just, I couldn't move. I was just hooked, nailed to the ground. And now I'm doing the cold exposure. My nervous system is actually getting more relaxed. It's going to handle more, like you said, difficult situations, stressful situations. It's going to handle it better. So that for me, I think that was the reason that I was so cold to it, because of that, to relax and calm my nervous system with the cold exposure and the breathing. I really wanted to touch on that because people think I'm just going to do the cold exposure to train the mind, but it's also for the nervous system.
Yeah, man, that's so good. And yeah, and to piggyback off of what you said, it's been the single most thing that I see benefits across the board. Like every aspect, not only mentally, but physically, emotionally, spiritually even. Like it's crazy to think that when you're able to tap into something as simple as that. But yeah, dude, I love that. I love that thought. But I'm just curious. So like, again, and you were mentioning about how you've been overcoming this fear that's been crippling you. I'm curious to know, on your own personal journey, what's been your biggest insight, like your biggest aha moment when it comes to mastering, overcoming those fears?
It's really simple. Just do it. Don't think about it and do it. We forget to nurture our inner child. We forget about that because when we are a child, we are playful. We are excited. We are excited to learn. We are excited to experience new things. But once we got older, we get programmed. Don't talk with strangers. Don't do this. Sit up straight. Don't talk like that. Don't laugh like that. We're just being told what to do. And you're so programmed to follow that instructions that you forget about your inner child. You forget to be a playful human being. You forget to be an exciting to experience, to enjoy life, to do things that you want to do. You just follow a system. You follow a strict rule that's been told by government. So the inner child is important because I felt I didn't feel complete when I was in my search of myself, in my life journey, in the healing path and healing my traumas and healing my childhood traumas and all the kinds of traumas that we go through in life. Also, when you grow up, we still go through traumas. And when I did the Wim Hof breathing and I started to cry and what I have explained, I started to connect with my inner child. And now I feel whole. I feel complete. I feel connected again, grounded. And a lot of people out there, they forget about nurturing the inner child. They don't tell themselves, I love you. You did amazing today. They don't tell themselves when they look in the mirror, man, you're such a handsome guy or lady, or you tell yourself, what an amazing job you did today. It's also that telling your inner child that you love your inner child, that you take care of your inner child, that you hold your inner child when it's crying. And we don't do that anymore. We're just working, we're just grinding, we just want to be successful. But successful is really be with yourself and loving yourself and not loving your inner child. And I feel what I like to try is people connecting again with themselves and with their inner child. And once you're going to do that, life is going to progress easier because it doesn't matter if you talk with somebody that you're attracted to and they reject you. You're connected with yourself. You're grounded. You know who you are. You're vulnerable. Or you know your value. And that for me is the reason that I want to do this podcast, to share what I know about dating, about coaching, about self-love, about traumas, everything that I've learned, everything that I've gone through. I want to share that because I didn't have that voice in my ears telling me like, hey, you should try this or do the Wim Hof method or follow Dustin or do this or check this out. I didn't have that. So now it's the time and the age. We live in a digital age that we can do so much more than just work for a boss of our entire life to create. We can create our own income. We can create our own life. And it's now the time to do it. And that's why I want to do the podcast, not just to be guidance, but also fighting the system. I want to, I'm sometimes I feel like I'm Neo of the Matrix and I'm there to help people take them out of the Matrix and be charge of their own life and take their own leadership.
For sure. Man, I love that so much. What is one thing that you would tell somebody listening? Say it's a younger man, maybe he's 28, maybe he's 25, somewhere in there. And he's hearing this podcast, watching this now. And he's like, man, I don't even know if I've ever thought about my own inner child. What is something you would tell, some tip that you would give him to start to discover and kind of develop this understanding in this relationship with his inner child?
That's by listening to what is the inner voice, what you're feeling, what is telling you. And I know we talked about this before. We are told not to feel anymore. We're always in the head. We always need to think, but we'll stop listening to our hearts, what is telling us. And I feel like you need to start there. You need to start coming back to yourself and start to listen, what do I want? What is important for me? And we stop caring about what we want. We stop to think about what we want. And we're only busy with what other people want. We want to make our parents happy. We want to make our friends happy. We want to be good at school. Well, in the end, who we are doing it for? Are you doing it for other people or are you doing it for yourself? So my advice I would give is to listen, what do you want? What do you want to get out of life? Because you're here for yourself and not for your parents. And it sounds, it's not like you need to hate your parents or you don't care about your parents. But what I say is, you are here for yourself. A friend of mine told me, you come here when you are born, you come here alone and you leave alone. So people are here to work together. You're here to create, but eventually you're going to go alone. So the biggest relationship that you have is with yourself, and that you need to nurture that. You're always going to go walk through the door with yourself. You're always going bed with yourself. If you have a partner, it's different, but always remind yourself who is number one, who is important. So I feel like that's the most important advice that I can give. When I was younger, nobody told me that. Like, hey, take care of yourself. Hey, take care of your needs. What do you want? Because there's a lot of people that are really creative. They have a lot of passion, but they're so afraid of showing it. They're so afraid of sharing it with the world because they're afraid of what other people think. What other people are going to maybe say to them? Are they going to feel rejected if they tell about this dream, this passion? So follow that. Follow your heart. And that's also what I see so many people when they are in school. They just there in school because they have to, because the system desires that from them. I call school slave systems because that's what they are prepared for, to work for a slave system. And they don't ask the children or the people that are in that age, what do you want? What do you really want in life? What do you really want? What is your heart really telling you? And that for me is crucial, because I never listened to that when I was young, because it was in the head, I was scared. But now I learned to listen from the heart, because the heart and the gut feeling will tell you what you need to do eventually. And if it maybe not when you're at that age, you maybe need to do something else first before you're going to go to the next stage or phase, or maybe you need to heal something, or maybe you need to do something. But eventually life will guide you where you need to go.
So, man, that's great. I had a thought, but then I just got drawn into what you were saying, and I was like, that was awesome. But yeah, I appreciate you for sharing that, and then I agree, it's so important for us to think about that, because it's like you said, so many times we put on all the stories that everyone else has told about us when we haven't stopped and thought, what's the story that I want? What's the dreams? What's the desires that I really want to go after? And I think that needs to be talked about more, because we can get so wrapped up. And like you said, you were a former people pleaser. And I agree. There's been so many times in my life in the past that I was in that space of, well, I just don't want to let them down. And you start not letting everyone down and you're overwhelmed. You're burnt out. You're like, I can't do this anymore. And if you only just took a moment, stopped, breathed, and thought, what's going to serve me best?
Exactly.
And if you can do that, then man, it's such a profound thing. I love the conversation that we're having. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, me too. And thank you.
And go ahead and, I mean, I know we're only like a little over 40 minutes in, maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't really been keeping much tally on it, but where can people find you? Because I mean, I feel like you've got, like you said, you're a Dutch thought leader. You've got something to say. You've got things to inspire people with in your story. Where can people find you and connect with you?
Well, I have my socials. I have Facebook, I have Instagram and TikTok and all of the things that I want to use for my podcast. But now I'm just working so much on my podcast that I'm not really on social media yet. But gotcha. Yeah, I can send the link in the description and everything.
So, yeah, you fill out that form. We'll put those in the...
Yeah. But it's been a pleasure, man. It's really passion of mine to talk about this. I can really be fired up about these things because it's so needed. It's so... People need to hear this, because we're we're now putting our hands in the ground and we're just like, okay, yeah, I cannot do anything about it, but you have the power. You have the power to change, but it starts with yourself. You need to make the decision and tell yourself, no more. I need to make the change. I want to make the change. And if you're not doing that or you're afraid of taking action, then you're going to be stuck. But the problem is, what is going to happen when you're on your deathbed? Yeah. What are you going to tell yourself when you're laying there? Oh, I wish I've done this. Oh, now I found out that I can't. Or now that I'm sick in the hospital, I can't because something happened to me or I was in an accident. We think when we're young, we can take over the world and nothing is going to happen to us. But how do you know? How do you know you're not going to hit by a bus or something is going to happen to you? So life is short. You need to do it now. Now while you can, now when you're young, when you're healthy. You need to do it now. And yeah, I think that's a good closure to say that you have to take action in order you to get the life that you want. It's not going to happen. People are not going to do it for you. You're going to have to take the responsibility and do it for yourself. And yeah, that's my mission. I help other men to do this. And what I had in mind is also, I also want to help women as well, because I know
for sure
everything that's happening now with suppressing the women and also making women men, so they want to rob the feminine out of the women and put them in the masculine. So I feel like that's my next project, to help women to be in their essence as women, as in their the female, how can I say, to be more aligned with their masculine, but also really in touch with the feminine. And yeah, it's exciting. It really does. And it's an exciting project to working with men and doing this. So yeah, they can follow me. I'm working on my episodes and interviews and everything. So I'm hopefully I can launch soon. I'm really excited and pumped for that. But yeah, man, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be here. So thank you so much.
Yeah, man, dude, it's been great talking. And before we go, you answered it before I could ask it, but I was going to ask you that question of when you were on your deathbed, what you want to be remembered for, but I feel like you already answered that. So I want to ask before we close, is there any other questions you have for me? Because I like to flip the script and be like, maybe my guest has a question for me.
Yeah, the thing is, first, man, I want to invite you for an interview because I'm really curious about your story, because I feel we resonate a lot. Like, I know you've been listening really carefully what I'm saying, so I really like to invite you. But the questions that I have is, what was your moment that you wanted to make the change in doing this, what you do now?
I love that question. Well, for me, I've been around, so I want to say, when was that? It was like 2016, 2017, somewhere in there. I worked for a YouTube channel, and she was very like life coach kind of thing, very personal development, been like Les Brown's, the kind of John Maxwell, those kind of that space. So that's when I first really started learning about, you know, getting rid of the matrix and going after the things that you're called to. But man, it was the big shift for me was I was a rapper. I actually rapped.
Really?
Yeah. And I felt kind of like a pivot just in my spirit. And again, I'm a man of faith. I believe in God. And I just felt like God was leading me out of rapping at like the peak of my career. At least that's what it felt like. I'd been rapping for 10 years and I got to the space where I felt like I was going to be led into something else. And it was in that season that I went through basically like a season underground where I wasn't really like posting a bunch. I wasn't really going out and trying to be known for anything. I was learning me. And it's like you mentioned, I started learning about my inner child. I started learning that my identity wasn't wrapped in being a rapper or doing these things. My identity was wrapped in who I was created to be outside of the things that I can do. And that's really what drove me to want to help other people see that. So that's kind of the core of my message and this idea of being better than best. It's that idea of like, we could always get better. And it's not in a sense of like, we're worse. or like things are going bad, but it's in that sense of like our the destination in our life isn't another goal to reach for, it's death. So it's like that idea, like there's always going to be something for us to go after and accomplish. And more than accomplishing stuff, it's like the it's like you said earlier, like the true success is finding peace within ourselves and finding that realization that like we don't have to accumulate all these amazing things. Like, yeah, having things is great. Who doesn't want a nice car, a nice house, all those things? But those can't have you. And you can't always be wanting to get those things in a sense of never being satisfied. And it came to a point like I myself had to be satisfied with who I am, but also like had this urge to be even better. And that's what's been my whole journey since about 2018, 2019 up until now. And then of course we went through the pandemic and all the nonsense, Panini.
Exactly.
And honestly, I like to see the silver lining in it because it gave me an opportunity to slow down. Because it's like you said, we got into this space of like the rat race. Like I was working a job. I was doing things on the side. I was hustling. And when I could never do all that anymore, I was just basically alone with my thoughts. And it's when you allow yourself to get alone with your thoughts, then you start to hear that inner voice inside of you. And for me, I felt like it's the voice of God speaking to me. And it's just been, man, I could go on forever about it, but I try to make my podcast more about my guests, but I do appreciate you asking that question. And yeah, definitely. I would love to be on your show. It's always fun to be a guest because I'm always asking the questions and holding the space and listening. But it's different. It's a different hat to put on and wear when it's time to answer. But yeah, I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Yeah, and also what I like to end with is it's also good for me to learn from you because I will learn new things from you as well. And that's also what's happening was with this pandemic was they were stripping us from each other away. We're not allowed to talk with each other. We're not allowed to be with each other because we can exchange knowledge. We can influence people. It was not about social distancing. It was about you not connecting anymore. We as human beings, we love to connect. We love to talk. We love to laugh. We love to experience. And because of that, they wanted to divide us. So we don't exchange any more information. And they wanted to break us. They're trying to break us. But the thing is, we are not broken. And that's what I always believed. I felt I was something wrong with me. When I was younger, I thought something was wrong with me because I felt like I was a black sheep. I was not good enough. I was not worthy enough. I was not lovable. I thought something was wrong with me and I felt broken. But there's nothing wrong with me. I was not educated well. I was not being told well. I was not learning the right way to act in life. So remember yourself always when you go through a phase in your life, negative self-talk is not going to help you. Always lift yourself up, stand up tall, chest forward, and be brave and say, I'm not broken. I'm perfect and imperfect as I am now. I just need to learn and experience. And that's it.
Come on. So good. Yeah, that's good. And I want to add a small thing. Like you said, lift yourself up. I feel like a lot of people miss the fact that our physiological state is connected to our mental state and our spiritual state. And man, if you're listening at home and you feel like you're stuck in that rut, I really challenge you to take a moment and sit up straight, put your chest out, your neck tall.
Like Superman.
Yeah, like Superman. Hit him with the Superman pose and just do it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
A little silly.
Exactly.
But then all of a sudden you realize, wow, I feel so much better because it's like like it's crazy how all of it is connected.
Yeah.
If you can tap into the fact that you can match the mental and the physical states and you can really fix those and tweak those to your favor, man, it's crazy what that simple thing can do. Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Let's stay connected. You can either click on the video or click that little subscribe button so we can stay connected. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at coach.redwallet to get more consistent encouragement and motivation to live your better than best life.